Nadio. Nadio. Ahí mira el video.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. We thank you for your power working in our lives. Thank you for your strength, giving us victories. Thank you, Lord, for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for the authority in your word and in your name that is producing great results in our lives. Thank you, Father. We thank you for breaking limitations that has kept us from moving forward. Thank you for opening doors the enemy have shut against us. Thank you, Father, for doing miracles that will lift us up to the next higher level you want us to be. Thank you, Lord. Be glorified, be exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your faithfulness in this ministry. Thank you, Lord, for how you have demonstrated your faithfulness among us by answering our prayers. Thank you for how you have corrected us in so many ways so that we can live in righteousness and purity before you. Thank you for exposing. Thank you for exposing the works of darkness, the hidden works of darkness going on in our lives. Thank you for the brightness of your light that is leading us through the path of righteousness, even the path you want us to follow as we journey in this world. Thank you, Lord, for your truth that is setting us free. Thank you, faithful Lord. We thank you for new people you are connecting with us. Thank you for new relationships you are establishing in our lives to help us fulfill our callings and destinies. Thank you, Father. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. We also thank you for meeting us at the point of our needs. You have not allowed us to be stranded. You have not allowed us to lack any good thing. You have always provided for us. You take good care of us. Thank you, Father. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. Lord, we have come together before you tonight to seek your face in prayer and to put before you our requests and petitions. I ask, O God, that you meet everyone here and everyone that will be joining this session at the point of their needs. I ask, O God, that you let today, this night, be the day of their visitations, the day of their divine visitations, in the name of Jesus. I ask, O God, that you strengthen every one of us to pray with faith, with focus, and with all our strength and might. Tonight, Lord, strengthen us by your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. I also ask that you lead us to pray the right kind of prayers that you will answer, even now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because we know you shall do beyond our expectations. Thank you, faithful Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are going to start with worship songs, praise songs, and after that, we would go into prayer points. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I have searched for all eternity long and found there is none like you. There is none like you, Lord. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I have searched through all eternity long and found there is none like you. Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man. You were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there is no way to measure what you want. Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began, Lord Jesus. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wisdom, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, but there's no way to measure what you want. Crucified, laid behind a stone, you lived to die, rejected and alone, like a rose,
trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me. Above all, he was crucified, laid behind the stone. He lived to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall, Lord Jesus, and thought of me. Above all, you laid aside your majesty, gave up everything for me. You suffered hardships of those you are created. You took all my guilt and shame when you died and rose again. Now today you reign in heaven and earth, exalted. You laid aside your majesty, Lord Jesus, gave up everything for me. You suffered hard pains of those you have created. You took all my guilt and shame when you died and rose again. Now today you reign in heaven and earth, exalted. I really want to worship you, my God. You have all I am, and I am yours. Forever and ever, I will love you. You are the only one who died for me, gave your life to set me free. So I lift my voice to you in adoration. I really want to worship you, my God. You are all I am, and I am yours. Forever and ever, I will love you. You are the only one who died for me, gave your life to set me free. So I lift my voice to you in adoration. Thanks, oh Lord, we give you thanks for all you have done. We give you thanks. We are so glad our soul has found rest. Oh Lord, we give you thanks. You are covenant keeping God, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You are covenant keeping God, King of Israel, Yahweh, covenant keeping God. patient of days. You are covenant keeping God.
Yes, Lord.
Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. Hallelujah. 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 God, we praise you. God, we praise you. God, we praise you. God, we praise you.
Yes, Lord.
We praise you, Lord. God, we praise you. God, we praise you. God, we praise you. We cry, our Father, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. We sing hallelujah. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name.
Hallelujah.
Hallowed be your name.
We praise you, Jehovah.
We praise you, Jehovah. Hey, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Emmanuel.
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 We want to see you.
We want to see you.
We want to hear from you.
We want to hear from you. Emmanuel, Jesus, Emmanuel, we want to see you. We want to hear from you.
Yes, Lord.
Emmanuel, Ancient of Days. Emmanuel, we want to see you. We want to hear from you.
How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. O Lord.
How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. Oh Lord.
How excellent is your name.
How excellent is your name.
Lord Jesus.
How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. Oh Lord.
You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. King of glory, you are glorious. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. Yeah, sing it. Say you are glorious. You are glorious, Father, so glorious in your ways. Elohim Adonai, you are glorious, so glorious in your ways. Ancient of Days, you are glorious, so glorious in your ways. Mighty Warrior, you are glorious, so glorious in your ways. Great Physician, you are glorious, yes, so glorious in your ways. Miracle Worker, you are glorious, yes, so glorious in your ways. Mountain Mover, you are glorious, yes, so glorious in your ways. Sing Yahweh, 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 yes, Lord, Yahweh, you are glorious, so glorious. In your ways, you are glorious, God, you are glorious, so glorious in your ways. You are mighty, Lord, you are mighty, so mighty in your ways. You are terrible, Lord, you are terrible. Oh, so terrible in your ways. You are merciful, Lord. You are merciful. Hey, so merciful in your ways. Sing Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, yes, Lord, you are glorious, so glorious in your ways. Hallelujah. Amen. Begin to worship Him. Begin to worship Him. Worship the God of Israel, the God of heaven and the earth, the ruler, the controller of the entire universe, the King of kings, the King of glory, the Lord of lords, the Lord of hosts. Begin to worship Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him, glorify Him, magnify Him, exalt Him, exalt Him, exalt Him. O God of Israel, we worship You. Lord of hosts, we worship You. Mighty Redeemer, we worship You. Mighty Savior, we worship You. We worship You, Father. We worship You, Father. You are higher than the highest, stronger than the strongest, greater than all. You are mightier than all. We worship You, Father. We praise You, Lord. We praise You, Father. Thank You for who You are. Thank You for who You are in our lives. Thank You for who You are in this place. Thank you for your strength. Perform your wonders. Thank you, Lord, for your glory that has filled the earth. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks and worship and praises. Amen. Yeah, we're going to take this prayer point of thanksgiving. We're going to say, Father, thank you for loving me, preserving me, helping me, and caring for me. You're going to say, Father, thank you for loving me. Thank you for preserving me. Thank you for caring for me. Thank you for helping me. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Because indeed, he is doing all those things in your life. Say, Father, thank you for loving me. Thank you for helping me. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for caring for me. Thank you, Lord, for working great things in my life. Thank you for doing signs and wonders in my life. Begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Say, Lord, thank you for forgiving my sins. Thank you for restoring my life. Thank you for reviving me. Thank you for transforming my life. Thank you for visiting me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Begin to thank God like that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For your love for me is so great. Thank you for your caring hands working in my life. Thank you, Lord, for your presence in my life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. 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 You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Spirit of the living God, Spirit of God, help me. You're going to say, Spirit of God, help me as I will be praying tonight. Help me, Spirit of God. Help me, Spirit of God. Help me, Spirit of God. Fill my mouth with utterances of power. Fill my mouth with utterances of fire. Fill my mouth with utterances of victory. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Spirit of God, help me. Say, Spirit of God, help me as I pray tonight. As I pray in this hour, as I pray right now, help me, Spirit of God. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Jehashine kada dijala, tesujende keda shereyala. In the name of Jesus, oh God, let your Spirit help me. Oh God, let your Spirit help me. Oh Lord, let your Spirit help me. Oh Lord, let your Spirit help me as I pray. Let your Spirit help me. Let your Spirit help me. Let your Spirit help me. Let me be filled with utterances of fire, utterances of power. Let me pray with utterances of fire. I believe you're praying like that. Say, Father, let me pray with utterances of fire. Let me pray with utterances of power. Let me pray with utterances of victory. Let my words in this prayer session begin to cause great, great deliverances in my life. Let my words in this prayer session begin to cause great victories in my life. Lord, help me by your Spirit. Help me by your Spirit. Help me, Lord, by your Spirit. Fill me with your Spirit. Fill me with your Spirit. Help me by your Spirit. Make me focus. Make me strong right now in the place of prayer. Begin to pray like that. Help me to pray with faith and boldness in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I pray for you that now, in this hour of prayer, you shall be filled with the Spirit of God. You shall be free. You shall be filled with the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. And you shall pray by the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're going to place your right hand on your head. And you are going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive passion, desire, and zeal to love the Lord, to seek the Lord, and to please the Lord. In the name of Jesus, you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive passion. I receive zeal. I receive desire to love the Lord, to please the Lord, and to seek the Lord all the days of my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Jehanegap tishine alamine antishana. Nestas hesashinjana. Dekesh tenahadata. I receive passion. Yeah, some Christians, they have lost the passion for God. They have lost interest in the things of God. Yeah, it's an attack on your soul. From the pit of hell, begin to pray. Say, in the name of Jesus, I receive passion. Say, in the name of Jesus, I receive zeal. I receive strong desire to love the Lord, to please the Lord, and to seek the Lord in all the days of my life. In the name of Jesus. Begin to say those words over and over again. Say, I receive passion. Say, I receive zeal. Say, I receive strong desire to love the Lord, to serve the Lord, to please the Lord, and to seek the Lord in all the days of my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I was talking to someone some time ago. I said, if people can divert the seriousness and attention and zeal they give to marital relationships and sexual relationships, if they can divert that zeal to seeking God and to seeking a close relationship with God. I was telling that person that the lives of many people would have been transformed. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. That the passion people put in trying to get a husband, trying to get a wife, or trying to be with a boyfriend, with a girlfriend, trying to be engaged in a emotional relationship or whatever. Yeah, I said if that passion people give into such things, if they can divert it into trying to know God, trying to walk with God, trying to have a strong relationship with God, I said the lives of many people all over the world would have been transformed. Yeah, so which means that in the church today, there is misappropriation of zeal and passion. We have zeal, but it is not towards God. So you are going to pray. We have zeal. We have passion. Everyone is passionate about something. Everyone has strong desire for something. But it is not towards God and it is not towards righteousness. So you are going to pray for yourself. You're going to say, I withdraw my zeal and passion and interest from everything that does not edify my spirit man. You're going to say, I withdraw my zeal and focus and passion and desire from everything that does not edify my spirit man. I withdraw my zeal from everything that does not profit my spiritual life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Say, I withdraw my focus. I withdraw my zeal. I withdraw my attention, I withdraw my interest from everything that does not glorify God, from everything that does not edify my spiritual personality. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that with a sincere heart. Pray because you mean it. Yeah, begin to say, I withdraw my zeal. I withdraw my zeal. I withdraw my focus, my passion from everything that has nothing to do with God's kingdom. From everything that has nothing to do with pleasing God. From everything that has nothing to do with fulfilling my divine purpose on earth, I withdraw my zeal. I withdraw my attention. I withdraw my focus. I withdraw my interest from everything that does not edify my spirit man. Now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray? Yeah. The preacher, which the Bible also called the book of Ecclesiastes, I don't know if you have read that part of the Bible. Yeah, if you read the book of Ecclesiastes, you will see how the preacher in that book was saying that everything in the world is vanities. The vanities upon vanities. Everything in the world is meaningless. Meaning that everything in the world is full of emptiness. There is no eternal substance in the things majority of people are seeking after in the world today. There is nothing in those things that will endure forever. Nothing in those things that will live forever. Majority of people are seeking things that has no eternal value. Things that will perish, even as they perish. Yeah, because when you are following after things that will perish, it means you are also on the path of perishing. So you perish because you are following after things that will perish. But when you follow after things that will abide forever, then it means you will eventually also live forever with God in eternity. So you are going to pray. So I don't know what you have been pursuing after in life. Is it vanities? Are those things of no eternal value? Yeah, can we find eternal substance in those things you are seeking after every day of your life? Yeah, is there something in those things that will live forever? So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to be wise in these last days. Say, Father, help me to be wise. Help me to be wise and not to seek after things that will endure forever. Help me to be wise enough to pursue after things of eternal value, to pursue after the things of your kingdom, the things in your kingdom. Say, Lord, help me to be wise. Help me to be wise. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In Colossians chapter 3, from verse 1, the Bible says, do not look at the things on earth. He said, focus on the things above, not on the things in the world. He said, set your affection, set your love, set your mind on things above, not on things in this world. Have you been setting your mind on things of this world? Ask God to help you. Ask God to help you. Help me, Father. Help me to be wise enough to seek things that has eternal substance in them. Help me to be wise enough to follow after things that lives forever. The Bible says that the things that we see shall not live forever. But those things that we cannot see, those are the things that abides forever. So are you sick? Are you running after the things that you are seeing now? Or are you running after the things of God's kingdom that appears on fame? Ask God to help you. Say, Lord, help me. I don't want to live a wasted life. So Lord, help me. I don't want to perish with the world. I don't want to perish as with the things of the world, for there we all perish. Help me, Father, to be wise. Help me 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 to be wise. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, you might ask a question and say, what are the things that have eternal value? What are the things that have eternal substance in them? It's simple. Yeah, it's very simple. Yeah, look at the scriptures and see how faithful men serve God in the scriptures. So the things that we abide forever are the things that the Bible teaches us to do. Yeah. Love will abide forever. The Bible teaches us to love. Faith will abide forever. Yeah. And many things. Rewards will abide forever. Everything you do here on earth to move the work of God forward, your money, the money you spend to ensure that the work of God prospers on earth, the reward for that spending will abide forever. Yeah, every good thing you do here on earth, the rewards for doing those good things shall abide forever. Yeah, the knowledge of God you have now shall abide with you forever. So you're going to pray. So the question is, what are you doing with your time? What are you doing with your life? What are you doing with your resources? And how does those things glorify God? How does those things please God? So you're going to pray again. You're going to say, Father, help me to be wise enough to please you with all my life. Yeah. Say, Father, help me to be wise enough to please you with my time, to please you with my life, to please you with my money, to please you with my resources. So Lord, help me to be wise enough. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Those are the things that live forever. The works of righteousness, the works of love, the works of faith. These are the things that live forever, and their rewards abide forever. So Lord, help me to use my life to please you. Help me to use my time to please you. Help me to use everything you have given to me to please you, to honor you, to glorify you in the earth. In the name of Jesus, help me, Father. So Lord, help me, Father. Help me, Father. I want to please you. I want to labor and reap great rewards that will abide forever. Lord, help me to use my life to please you. Help me to use my life to please you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. How much of God's presence do you seek? If you are comfortable with talking with a friend for hours without talking with God for hours, you have missed it. Yeah, you're comfortable with having a friend around or having conversations on the phone with people for many hours, whereas you have not spent time in God's presence, then you have missed it. Yeah, I mean, you have missed it. And many Christians are guilty of this. So how much of God's presence do you seek every day? How much time do you spend with God personally? You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to be wise enough to desire your presence above every other thing else in this world. I'm going to repeat myself. You're going to say, Father, help me to be wise enough to desire your presence, to desire fellowshipping with you above everything else in this world, above fellowshipping with people. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, help me. So Lord, help me to desire your presence above every other presence in this world, above every other thing in this world, above conversations and communications with people. Help me to desire your presence above everything else. Help me, Father. Begin to pray like that. Yeah, the psalmist said that, he said that I may dwell in your presence forever. That I may live, that I may dwell in your presence forever. Can you also say that? Can you say you want to dwell in God's presence forever? I don't know why Christians can be so comfortable without God's presence. I cannot be comfortable. Yeah, I don't even know how to survive without God's presence. I don't know. I'm always in His presence. Yeah, because that is where life is. Talk to God. Say, Lord, help me to be wise enough. Help me to be wise enough. Thank you, Father. To desire your presence above all things in this world, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. If you think that your passion or pursuit for the things of this world will give you satisfaction, you are missing it. Yeah. If you think your passion to make money will satisfy your soul, you are missing it. Because nothing in this world can satisfy. Yeah. Ask the billionaires. What are they looking for? And what are they working for? Yeah, all the billions. What are they going to do with it? Are they satisfied? Yeah. I doubt that they are satisfying. They are not. Ask the sexual addicts or the sex addicts. Yeah, those who are running after sex pleasure. Ask them if they are ever satisfied. I doubt if the answer will be yes. Yeah, because nothing in this world can satisfy your soul. Nothing in this world. Not even marriage. Not even money. Not even any blessing. in this world can satisfy your soul. So the only thing that can satisfy is God, is Jesus, his presence in your life. That's the only thing that can satisfy. That is the only thing that can satisfy. Yeah, and that is why you wonder, all these years you have been running after certain things in the world, and then you wonder why you are still looking for more, and you wonder why you are not grateful to God. You just want more. You just want more. It's because none of those things can satisfy. Even if you become a billionaire, the richest in the world, you still will not be satisfied. So you're going to pray. The only thing that satisfies is God, his presence, is his presence in your life. Your relationship with him, that's the only thing that satisfies. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I desire. I desire a strong and intimate walk with you. Visit me and draw me closer. Say, Father, I desire a strong and intimate fellowship with you. Visit me, Lord, and draw me closer to yourself. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The joy that comes from God's presence, that is what satisfies. The glory that comes from God's presence, that is what can satisfy you. The pleasure that comes from God's presence, that is what satisfies. There is nothing else in this world that satisfies you. So your soul is crying out for God, only that you cannot hear the cry of your soul. The soul of every human being is crying out for God, is crying out for a close relationship with God. Your spirit is crying out for God, but you are not yielding to the desire of your spirit. Say, Father, I am ready for a strong and intimate fellowship with you. Visit me and draw me closer. Visit me and draw me closer. Visit me. I believe you're praying these prayers with the whole of your heart. Say, Lord, visit me and draw me closer to yourself. Say, Lord, visit me and draw me closer to your heart. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let the things that gives you joy begin to give me joy from this hour henceforth. The same things that gives you joy and pleasure and happiness, Lord, let those things begin to give me joy from this hour henceforth. Or open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Many of us, we deceive ourselves. We open our mouth, we say, Lord, I love you, but it's a lie. We don't love him. Yeah, because the things that give God joy are not the things we embrace, are not the things that makes us happy. So we are lying when we say we love him. So begin to say, Father, from today onward, let those things that gives you joy and pleasure become the same things that gives me joy and pleasure and satisfaction. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Nashte agasu jalabala, mashte na sashidala, deshone kavashte da. O God of Israel, the same things that gives you joy and pleasures and happiness, let it be the same things that gives me joy and pleasure and happiness from now henceforth, in the name of Jesus. I believe you prayed like that. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the Lord is showing me how some of you are hiding from what you know God wants you to start doing. Yeah, I saw some of you, I mean, in the realm of the spirit, you are hiding, yeah, from things you know God wants you to do. You are hiding from those things. You are not giving yourself to those things. So the question is, for how long are you going to hide? And do you want God to replace you with another? Yeah, and I believe you don't want to be replaced. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I give myself to all that God and heaven demands from my life at this time. I'm going to say, in the name of Jesus, I give myself. I surrender myself. So once you pray like this, henceforth you begin to see yourself doing those things. You will not hide anymore. So begin to say, in the name of Jesus, I give myself to do all that God and heaven demands from my life at this time. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Mehashigaladaladadada. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Say, I give myself. I give myself. Say, I give myself. I give my heart. I give my body. I give my spirit. I give my soul. I give my mind to do all that God and His kingdom demands from me at this time. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. See, I give my life to please Him in the name of Jesus. I give my life. I lay down my life to please my Father, to please my Maker, to please my Creator, to please my Lord, to please my Savior, to please my Redeemer. I lay down my life. I give over my life to do all that God and His kingdom demands from my life at this time. I lay down my life in Jesus' name. I believe you're praying like that. Thank you, Jesus. I lay down my life. I give my life to all God wants from me at this time. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, some of you are allowing yourself to be controlled by opinions of people. Yeah, that is what the Holy Spirit is telling me, that you are more concerned about what people will say about you than what God is saying. Yeah, you're more concerned about how people will feel than how God feels about your life. And this has limited your life and destiny for a long time. Yeah, so it is time you stop considering the opinions of men, the words of men, what people will say. It's time you stop doing that. I mean, you have to stop doing that. Yeah. So you have to take bold steps. You have to go out there, take bold steps, and do what God demands from your life. So don't allow what people will say or what people are saying to control your destiny. That is wrong. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive the spirit of boldness and courage to stand for all that God has called me to do, to defend the truth of God's kingdom in the earth, to represent the lifestyle of God's kingdom in the head. Say, I receive courage. I receive boldness to do this in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. See, I receive courage. I receive boldness to take steps that God wants me to take. In the name of Jesus, I receive courage. I receive boldness to do all that God has called me to do. In the name of Jesus, I receive boldness. I receive courage to stand for what is right in the earth, to stand for the truth of God's kingdom in the earth, to defend the message of Jesus, the teachings of Jesus in the head, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray. Say, I receive courage, I receive boldness to represent the lifestyle, the culture in the kingdom of God here on earth, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Say, I refuse to be controlled by people's opinions. I refuse to be controlled by people's interest. I refuse to be controlled by people's ideas. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray. In the heart of every man is this curiosity. Yeah, there is curiosity in the heart of every man. There's a desire to know something. And sometimes it's a desire for God And sometimes it's not. Sometimes a desire for supernatural things. And sometimes it's not. So the question is, what is the channel, the curiosity in your heart is following, or what channel is the desire in your heart after? Yeah. Or maybe I should say, how are you using that part of your soul? Yeah, that part of your soul that wants to learn something new. How are you using that part of your soul? Are you channeling it towards knowing God? Or towards trying to listen to the news? Yeah, because some Christians, they are very updated with the news. They know everything going on in the world. They follow the news. Yeah, but they are not updated about the news of heaven, about the new things going on in the kingdom of God. They are not updated about what God is doing in the earth at this time. Yeah, so what channel is that desire, that curiosity of your soul following? Yeah, you're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, my soul hear me. You're going to say, my soul hear me. From today, your desire shall be for the Lord. So it's like you are speaking to your soul. You're going to say, you, my soul, hear me. From today, your desire shall be for the Lord. Your desire shall be for revelations of Jesus Christ. Your desire shall be for knowing the Lord. Your desire shall be for following the Lord, for obeying the Lord, for pleasing the Lord. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Say, you, my soul, hear me. From this hour henceforth, your desire shall be for your Maker. Your desire shall be for the Lord. Your desire shall be for your Creator. Your desire shall be to know the Lord. Your desire shall be to love the Lord, to please the Lord. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray. As you are speaking those words, your soul will begin to take a new turn towards God. Yeah, so what you are doing is very real. Begin to speak. Say, you, my soul, hear me. From today, your hunger, your thirst shall be for the Lord. Your desire shall be for the Lord. Your desire shall be to follow the Lord, shall be to obey the Lord, shall be to honor the Lord, shall be to praise the Lord, shall be to please the Lord. In the name of Jesus, your desire shall be to serve your God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We are still praying. We are still praying. Yeah, the preacher in the book of Ecclesiastes, he said, everything in the world is vanity upon vanity. And those who chase after those things are like those who chase after the wind. Yeah, so meaning that there is no eternal substance in the things of this world. So people should not chase after them. People should chase after God. Yeah. And if God gives you good things in this world, what do you do with it? You use it to still chase after God. You spend it on God's purpose. Yeah. That is how Christians should relate with the things of this world. So you should not chase after them. You should chase after God. You should chase after fulfilling God's purpose. You should chase after pleasing God. That is all. That is the business of man on earth. Yeah. So you're going to pray. I know what I'm saying is difficult for some of you to do. Yeah, but that is the kingdom of God. I mean, that is the message of the kingdom of God. And that is how you will end up with God in his kingdom. Yeah, anything different from that, you can't make heaven. Anything different from chasing after God, seeking after God, and not the things of this world, it means you can't reign with God. Yeah, that is the pure truth. So you're going to pray. Some of you need to do a U-turn from certain things you are doing with your life, or with your time, or with your days, and your resources. Some of you need to do a U-turn, because the path you are following does not mean that you are chasing after God. Yeah, it doesn't mean that you are seeking to fulfill God's purposes. Yeah, some of you, the path you are following means that you just want to satisfy yourself. Yeah, you just want to please yourself. You are just after your own will. Yeah, and except you do a U-turn, there's going to be a disaster. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I take a U-turn from everything that is against God's purposes for my life. Yeah, you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I turn away from everything that is against God's will and purposes for my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I turn away. I turn away. I turn away from everything I am doing now that does not align with God's purposes and God's will for my life. I turn away from them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Everything I have set my heart upon that is outside of God's purposes for my life, I turn away from them now. In the name of Jesus. Everything I'm always thinking about that is not in line with God's purposes for my life, I turn away from them now. In the name of Jesus, everything I have made a priority that does not agree with God's will and purposes for my life, I turn away from them now. In the name of Jesus, everything that does not honor and glorify the name of the Lord, that I do always with my time, I turn away from them now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. I turn away from them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the love of God for you, for your life, is to be paid back with love. The love that God is showing you is for you to pay back with loving Him. So God loves us so that we can love Him back. He is showing us great love so that we can love Him back. Yeah. Yeah, but many of us in the church today don't reciprocate that love. Yeah, we don't love Him back despite all that He has done for us. And all that he does all every day, we still don't love Him back. Yeah. Yeah, and that brings judgment. When God loves you and you don't return that love, what happens is judgment. And you can see that in John chapter 3. Yeah, what happens is judgment. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, forgive me for not returning let's put it this way. Forgive me for not loving you back. Yeah. That is how you're going to pray that prayer. You're going to say, Father, forgive me for not loving you back. Forgive me, Father. Yeah, forgive me of many things I have done that means that I do not love you. Many things that I have done that means that I do not care how you feel. Many things that I have done that have hurt you, Lord, I ask that you forgive me in your mercy. Forgive me in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Yeah, begin to pray. Say, Lord, forgive me of everything I have done that is not according to loving you. Forgive me of everything I have done that means I did not love you. Lord, forgive me now. Forgive me in your mercy, because I repent today. I will return your love. I will love you back. Forgive me, Father. I believe you're praying like that. Everything I have done that means that I did not love you. Everything that I have done that means that I did not love you. That I did not care about your will, about your desires. Lord, forgive me in your mercy. 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 Everything I have done that means that I did not love you, or I did not love you enough. Lord, forgive me in your mercy. In the name of Jesus, I repent today, and I will always love you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, if you look at John chapter 3, verse 17, it says, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." Verse 19, "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil." Yeah. So the condemnation is in the fact that God showed you love and you did not love him back. Yeah, because to love him back means that you to receive him. It means to believe him. It means to obey him. It means to do his will. That because Jesus said that, "If you love me, keep my commandments." That is what Jesus said. So if you don't love him back, it means you are already condemned. You're already judged. Even though he did not condemn you. Yeah. He did not condemn you. Because he have the hope. God have the hope that you will believe him, that you will receive him. But if you don't, the next thing is judgment. Yeah. The next thing is judgment. So the love of God is for us to reciprocate. So we have to love him back. Yeah. We have to. That is the eternal law. That is the law in his kingdom. Yeah, that we have to believe in his only begotten Son. And you believe in his only begotten Son by obeying what he says. Yeah, because if God says do this and you don't do it, it means you don't believe him. You don't believe that he is right by telling you to do that. You don't believe that he is righteous, that he is faithful. That is why you disobey. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, "Father, give me a heart that loves you. Give me a heart that believes you. Give me a heart that obeys you. Give me a heart that honors you. Give me a heart that pleases you." In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, "Father, give me a heart that obeys you, that pleases you, that believes you, that honors you." In the name of Jesus. And God loves you so much that he refused to judge you first. So God is not judging the world first. He first of all introduced salvation. hoping that men will receive him and be saved. Yeah, that is such a great love, because he does not have to do that. And even now, he's giving us time to repent, time to change our ways. Despite the fact that he could have just killed us instantly when we disobey him. Talk to God. Say, Lord, I want to please you with my life. Give me the heart that will enable me to please you. Give me the heart that will enable me to please you. Give me the heart that believes you, that trusts in you, that obeys you. In the name of Jesus, give me such a heart, Father. Give me such a heart, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Yeah, I want you to begin to pay very close attention to your life and to your actions. Yeah, begin to watch those things that excite you, those things that give you excitement. Begin to watch them and see if they have to do with God and with his kingdom. Yeah, those things that excite you, pay close attention to them from today. Those things that when you hear about them, you get so excited. Begin to pay close attention to those things to see if they have anything to do with God and his will and his mind and his purposes. Yeah, because if those things don't have to do with God, then that is the trap Satan will use to get your soul out of God's kingdom forever. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive wisdom to make accurate judgments. Yeah, let's put it this way, to make good judgments, to make righteous judgment, righteous decisions, righteous choices in my life and destiny. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, I receive wisdom. I receive wisdom to make righteous judgments. Yeah, it is important that you are able to discern what is right from what is not, what is pure from what is not, what is good from what is not. And it takes God's wisdom to be able to do that. Say, I receive wisdom to make right judgments, to make righteous judgments, to make right decisions, to make right choices in my life and destiny. I receive wisdom. I receive wisdom. Thank you, Lord. I receive wisdom. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that the spirit of wisdom shall possess you now. In the name of Jesus, you shall make right choices henceforth. You shall make right judgments henceforth. You shall make right decisions henceforth In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. You're going to pray. Yeah, you know, God wants to train you. Yeah, God wants to train you. He wants to bring you up. Yeah. He wants to, I don't know the English to use. He wants you to grow. He wants to teach you so that you can grow. He wants to train you so that you can grow. Yeah, and God is so passionate to do this. And God wants to use all kinds of methods and situations and circumstances to train you. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I desire to grow mature. I desire to grow mature in the things of your kingdom. Say, I desire to grow mature in the knowledge of you. I desire to grow mature in spiritual warfare. Say, Lord, train me. Train me. As you did to David, Lord, train me in the name of Jesus. Train me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Jehashtenadagalashda. So, Lord, I desire to grow. I desire to grow stronger than this. Yeah, you can be stronger than this. And it is possible. You can be stronger than the way you are now. And it is possible. You can be wiser than you are now. Say, Lord, I desire to grow. I desire to grow. Train me, Lord. Build me, Lord. In the name of Jesus, teach me, Lord. Train me, Lord. Build me, Lord. Teach me, Lord. Equip me, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I desire to grow mature in all the things of your kingdom, in all the details of your kingdom, in all the details of righteousness, in all the details of your stature and fullness. Lord, I desire to grow mature in the knowledge of you, in your wisdom, in your understanding, in strength, in power, in victory, in dominion. Lord, I desire to grow mature. I desire to grow mature in battles, in fighting and winning battles. Lord, train me. Lord, train me. In the name of Jesus, train me. Begin to pray like that. The battles of these last days is not for weak Christians. It is not for weak Christians. Say, Lord, I want to be trained by you. Train me, Lord. I want to be strong. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. If you are the type that devil throws small things at you, and immediately you lose your joy, you lose your peace, you lose your happiness, just because devil threw something at you, just because devil created a situation to provoke you, to offend you, and then immediately you lose your happiness, you lose your joy, you lose your peace, it means you are too weak for the battles of these last days. That's what it means. It means you are too weak for the battles of these last days. Yeah, the battles in these last days, I mean the battles that will confront Christians, is not for the weak, it's for the strong. Yeah. So you have the duty, you have a duty to go and get stronger. Otherwise, you will fall. You will be defeated. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I desire to be strong. You can say, Father, I desire to be too strong for the enemy to crush. Say, Father, I desire to be too strong to be defeated by darkness, to be defeated by temptations, by trials, by weaknesses. Father, train me. Build me. Teach me, strengthen me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, train me. Say, Father, build me. Say, Father, strengthen me. I want to be stronger than these. Yeah, you see, a lot of Christians will fall in these last days, including popular preachers, popular men and women of God, anointed men and women of God, they will fall, and many of them will not be able to rise again. Why? Because they are too weak for the battles of these last days. It is so important that you get stronger. Begin to say, Father, train me. Build me, teach me, strengthen me, show me the path of strength, that I may get stronger. Say, Lord, I want to be strong. I want to be too strong for sin to overcome. Say, Father, I want to be too strong for temptations, trials, for the works of the flesh to overcome. Say, Lord, I want to be too strong for the thickest darkness, the strongest darkness to overcome. Lord, strengthen me. Train me. Now, this is a very crucial matter. Yeah, because every day, a lot of believers are falling away. Every day, this is a very serious issue. Ask God to strengthen you. Ask God to strengthen you. I don't want to lose you to the darkness. That's why I'm doing all that I'm doing now. And all that I've been doing. I don't want to lose you to the darkness. I want you to remain firm in the light, in the kingdom of God. Ask God to strengthen you. 마셔서정해라. Thank you, Father. Say, Lord, I want to be strong. Say, Lord, I want to be strong. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have a formal prayer point. Then we'll round up the session. You're going to pray. Yeah, do you know that if you hate someone that God loves, it means you hate God? Yeah, I'm going to repeat myself. Do you know that if you have hatred for those God loves, it means that you have hatred for God? Yeah, so when God says love your enemies, it means that he still has some among those you call enemies that will still be part of his kingdom. Yeah, that is why he's saying love your enemies. Don't take revenge. Why? Because in the process of you taking revenge, you might hurt someone that God have great plans for, even though that person look like an enemy. Yeah, but before God, that person is a potential citizen of his kingdom. So if you have hatred for someone that God loves, it means you have hatred for God. Even if that person looks unrighteous or polluted, or appears to be a sinner, yeah, you should follow the scripture that says love your enemies. So you are going to pray. I don't know why God impressed this on my heart. Yeah, but I want you to pray. Very simple prayer. You're going to say, Father, help me to love those you love, even if they are my enemies. Yeah, so Father, help me to love those you love, even if they are my enemies. Lord, help me to love them. Help me to love my enemies as you commanded in the scriptures. Help me to love my enemies. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Yeah, there is something that's going to come out of it. The moment you begin to love those that naturally you should not love them, there is something that's going to come out of it. Yeah, there is such a great breakthrough that is going to come out from it. There's such a great deliverance that will happen to you by loving those you should not naturally love. God is going to use it to train you and to deliver you. So talk to God. Say, Lord, I want to love even the people that continually hurt me, just as you have loved the world. And you want men to come to repentance. Say, Lord, I want to have the same love that wants people to come to repentance. Say, Lord, I want to have the same love that sees the best in people, even the best in the worst sinners. Say, Lord, give me your kind of love. Give me your kind of love for your people. Give me your kind of love. I want to be able to look at people and begin to see the best they can become, and begin to see the your plans for them and how they can fulfill those plans and how they can be transformed into the person you want them to be. Lord, give me your kind of love in the name of Jesus. Your kind of love that tolerates even those that continually hurt me. Give me your kind of love in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have 3 more prayer points. Yeah, I have said it before in one of my teachings that the greatest weapon of God to conquer the greatest darkness is love. The greatest weapon of God that conquers all darkness is love. Yeah, that is why Jesus emphasized so much on love. Even the apostles emphasized so much on love. Yeah, and it was by love Jesus conquered principalities and powers forever. Because it was love that pushed him to the cross. It was love that made him shed his blood when he doesn't have to do that. Yeah. It was love that made him conquer all darkness, such that through his name, every knee bows. It was because of love that he got that power. By loving those that don't deserve it. Yeah, so if you can love those that don't deserve it, you will conquer their souls for God. If you can show love to those that don't deserve the love, you will eventually conquer their souls for God. Or you will eventually win over them, whether they are witches or wizards or whatever. Eventually you will win over them. Yeah. Because of love. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to use the weapon of love in bringing souls into your kingdom, in winning souls into your kingdom. So Lord, help me to use the weapon of love to win souls into your kingdom, to conquer powers and principalities in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Deheshte hanana jenelia. Nihikide lamatajada. Help me, Father, to use the weapon of love to win large number of souls into your kingdom. Help me to show love to those that don't deserve my love. Help me to show love to those that naturally should not be loved. Lord, help me to be able to use the weapon of love to win souls into your kingdom. Help me to be able to use the weapon of love to conquer the battles of principalities of darkness, witchcraft, and powers of darkness. Help me to be able to use the weapon of love to gain victory at this time. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, We have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You might be asking that how do I use the weapon of love to conquer principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places and witchcraft? Yeah, it is simple. How you use the weapon of love is that you love those people principalities have captured. Yeah, you love those people that have been demon possessed, those people that are being controlled by demons, by darkness. You love them and you begin to pray for them. Yeah, that is what it means. Yeah, it means you love those that have been conquered by the spirit of witchcraft to the point that they are being used as agents of Satan. Yeah, so it means you separate the souls of men from the darkness controlling them. You don't assume that men are your enemies, but you see your enemies as principalities and rulers of darkness. And then you now begin to pray and say, God, deliver souls of men from the captivity of darkness. Deliver souls of men from the captivity of principalities and powers. So as you begin to pray with such great love, you will begin to receive one of the highest measures of power of God from heaven, because God is love. So when you walk in love, you become too powerful for darkness to overcome. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, fill me with your spirit of love such that I am able to isolate the darkness controlling the souls of men and to destroy that darkness. Yeah, because when you see a prostitute, you'll be able to isolate the darkness controlling that prostitute, that the darkness that made that person a prostitute. You'll be able to isolate that darkness and deal with the darkness. Whereas you begin to show love to the soul of that prostitute because you want her or you want him to be saved. That is what we are talking about. So you're going to say, Father, fill me with the spirit of love to be able to isolate the darkness controlling the souls of men in the world and destroy that darkness. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. When you are filled with the spirit of love, you will not see people for who they appear to be. You will see them for who God can make them to be. Yeah, that is the spirit of Christ. That is the spirit of love. Begin to pray. Say, Lord, fill me with the spirit of love, that I will be able to isolate the darkness controlling this generation and be able to destroy that darkness in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Fill me, O God, with the spirit of love to do this in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I want to see people for who you can make them to be. not for who they appear to be. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, the last prayer point. Yeah, you're going to pray for yourself. Yeah, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, in this week, surprise me with a miracle. Yeah. Raise up your right hand. Say, Father, in this week, surprise me and my household with a miracle, with an uncommon miracle. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Say, Lord, in this very week, surprise me with a miracle. Surprise me with a miracle. Surprise me with a miracle. In the name of Jesus, surprise me, O God. Surprise me, O God. Surprise me, O God. Surprise my family with a miracle. Surprise my marriage, my household with a miracle. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. Yeah, so we're going to stop here. I'll be praying for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Oh Lord of hosts, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your presence among us throughout this prayer session. Thank you for how you have guided us and led us to pray according to your will. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for showing us how important it is to seek those things that are of eternal value and those things that will make us have eternal life and continue in eternal life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for showing us how important it is for us to be strong and stronger at this time so that we may not be defeated. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. I pray for everyone who have joined this prayer session at this time. Lord, I ask that you bless everyone in the name of Jesus. I speak the Lord's blessings over your life. I decree that you are blessed in Jesus' name. I repeat, you are blessed in Jesus' name. Every covenant of darkness that is disconnecting you from God's blessings, I destroy them now. In Jesus' name, I pray for you that henceforth you shall be stronger than your weaknesses. You shall be stronger than your limits. In the name of Jesus, He shall be stronger than your oppressors in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that you receive grace to walk with God like Enoch walked with God. Receive such grace now in Jesus' name. The grace to walk with God and reign with God and end up with God, not end up with the darkness, not end up with the devil. The grace for you to walk with God and end up in God's kingdom. Receive it now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because we know you're my son. In Jesus' unfailing name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have come to the end of the prayer session. May the Lord keep you in his wisdom. Amen.